Welcome to the Violence and Harassment in the Workplace video. The purpose of the Violence and Harassment in the Workplace orientation is to understand the violence and harassment legislation, what policies and documents are needed to support this legislation, and how the Dufferin-Peel Catholic District School Board implements these policies. Most people think violence can only be a physical assault. However, it is a much broader problem. Workplace violence is an act in which a person is abused, threatened, intimidated, or assaulted in their employment. Some examples of workplace violence include rumors, pranks, property damage, and physical assaults. Workplace violence does not only happen on site, it can also occur at off-site meetings, work-related social events, or even receiving an inappropriate phone call at home. It is important to become aware of the policies and practices that promotes a workplace that is free from violence and harassment. Most employees want to do the best they can for their employers. When a potentially violent incident occurs, an employee may put themselves at risk. It is critical that employees understand that their safety is the first priority. In addition, employees need to be conscious of the verbal and nonverbal behaviors that could be offensive within the workplace. Workplace violence and harassment of the Occupational Health and Safety Act requires all employers to have a workplace violence and harassment policy program in place. The board has implemented the Workplace Violence and Harassment Prevention Program, which focuses on health and safety policies, the risks of violence in the workplace, controlling identified risks, and fulfilling your duty to report. The program reaches out to educate all employees. It also covers how to report incidents, investigations, follow-ups, and lastly, addressing domestic violence. After reviewing historical data and conducting a risk assessment, the board concluded possible risks of violence in the workplace are working with aggressive, potentially impulsive students, working alone, or even entering someone's home for work-related purposes. The Occupational Health and Safety Act has different sections pertaining to the duties of the individuals in the workplace. Section 25, Duties of an Employer. Section 27, Duties of a Supervisor. And Section 28, Duties of a Worker. Section 25, Duties of an Employer, set the expectation of the employees within the workplace. The employer is to implement and provide assistance to the Violence and Harassment Program. Section 27, Duties of a Supervisor, is to ensure that the policies and regulations are being followed. The supervisor is to ensure that all necessary precautions are taken in the case where the worker needs protection. Section 28, Duties of a Worker, is to review and be familiar with the Workplace Violence and Harassment Program. Under this section, it states that the worker should report to their supervisor any breach of this act. Everyone is responsible for their well-being and professionalism in the workplace. However, the most vital component of any workplace violence prevention program is management commitment. Management commitment is best communicated in a written policy. The policy should provide clear examples of unacceptable behavior, working conditions, and provide encouragement for all to report any incident of violence. Most individuals link violence to physical abuse. However, it is more than just physical harm. Violence can be non-physical, where verbal, written, or behavioral acts take place, like shaking your fists, destroying property, or even throwing objects. Examples of physical abuse include hitting, shoving, punching, pushing, or using weapons. Even though it may be difficult to determine when a person is going to get violent, there are early signs that indicate when someone may be losing control. Some of these signs include elevated breathing, change in voice, pitch, and volume, or violation of personal space. It is best to take action and report your concern to your supervisor or to human resources. Violence can be triggered by a number of events in a workplace or outside the workplace setting. Triggers include frustration with the task at hand, basic needs not being met, personal stress, or sensory overload. It is important to learn how to recognize, avoid, or diffuse a potential violent situation. Make sure to follow procedures for alerting supervisors. Do not become defensive or confrontational, and avoid getting in the individual's personal space. To help diffuse a situation, keep a comfortable distance between you and the individual. Listen to what they are saying and remain calm. Employees are responsible for reporting any incident of violence that occurs within the workplace. A mandated incident investigation report must be filled out. Principals and supervisors need to ensure that all precautions are taken to ensure a safe, violent-free workplace. An investigation will follow once a report is completed and corrective actions and preventative measures will be implemented. What is harassment? Harassment is a form of discrimination. It can occur once or on multiple occasions. It involves any unwanted physical or verbal behavior that offends or humiliates a person. Physical occurrences may involve touching, stroking, pushing, pinching, or any unwelcomed physical contact. Non-physical harassment is behavior that demeans, embarrasses, annoys, or verbally abuses a person. Actions like words, gestures, intimidation, insults, personal comments, or innuendos are all considered harassment. There are three steps one should follow if you or anyone you know is dealing with harassment. Step 1. Speak up. It is important to never keep any instance of violence and harassment to yourself. Step 2. Ensure to meet with your supervisor and explain the situation. Step 3. File a complaint with employee relations, where a formal investigation will take place. Harassment is a serious matter and should be reported no later than 6 months of when the act occurred. All Dufferin Peel Catholic District School Board employees have a duty to respond to and report any incident of harassment. Anyone that is aware of a possible occurrence of harassment within the workplace is responsible to report the incident to a supervisor or principal immediately. The complaint can be informal, verbal, in writing, or by filing a complaint under the Workplace Conduct Procedure. Domestic violence in the workplace is when a person who was or is in a personal relationship with an employee physically harms, attempts, or threatens to physically harm that person at work. The pattern of behavior may include physical violence, sexual, emotional, psychological intimidation, verbal abuse, stalking, and using electronic devices to possess control. People will tend to cover up signs of domestic violence. It is important to be aware of these signs. Covering up of bruises, noticing a lack of concentration, the person may appear sad, lonely, and withdrawn, or suddenly become nervous when the abuser is around. They may be missing frequent work days or abusing drugs and alcohol. When an employee discloses abuse, or if domestic violence is noticed within the workplace, the police must be contacted. Some of the things you can do in a domestic violence situation is talk to the employee privately and express concern for their safety. Encourage the employee to report the incident and ensure to remind them of the support that is available. Being aware of violence and harassment in the workplace can help avoid unwanted situations. The Dufferin Peel Catholic District School Board is committed to a safe and violent-free workplace in which all people respect one another and work together to achieve common goals. Thank you and stay safe.